KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, a wrong-way vehicle traveling in the westbound lanes of Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County early this morning collided head-on with another vehicle, resulting in injuries to both drivers. The State Patrol says a 2013 Chevy Equinox driven by 60-year-old Deborah Ann Havoc of Harlan was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes at around 12:10 a.m. when her SUV collided head-on with a 2006 Nissan Altima driven by 20-year-old Joel William Becerra of Walnut. The incident happened near the 12-mile marker of I-80 westbound. Following the collision, the SUV came to rest in the middle of I-80 while the car stopped partially in the median. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Havoc was transported by Underwood EMS to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, while Becerra was taken by LifeNet to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Two women were injured during a rollover accident Sunday morning on Interstate 80 in Adair County. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened around 9:05 a.m. on I-80 westbound at the 89.2-mile marker, or about 1 mile east of the Menlo exit. One of the women suffered from neck pain, the other from a cut or abrasion. None of the injuries were described as serious. Additional information is currently not available. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Sunday reported several arrests took place over the past week. Saturday afternoon, 46-year-old Bobby Glenn Egan III of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police on Adair County warrants for assault with intent to inflict serious injury and contempt of court for violation of a no-contact order. Egan was being held on a $2,000 cash or surety-only bond. Friday night, 30-year-old Clay Logan Evans of Earlham was arrested by Adair County deputies for violation of probation. Evans was released the following day on a $1,000 cash bond. On December 20th, 39-year-old Edward David Hermosita of Fort Mojave, Arizona, was arrested on Interstate 80 in the eastbound rest area for being a felon in possession of a firearm. His arrest followed a report that the male driver of a red pickup truck had passed a fake $100 bill in order to purchase a pizza. A state trooper looking for the vehicle was advised that it had partially broken down and a wrecker had been called for. The vehicle was located at the rest area with a woman and three kids. Her husband, Edward, was inside the rest area and provided a description of him. And she said that he was not aware of the fake, or she was not aware the fake bill was used to pay for the food. As the suspect left the rest area building, the trooper approached him and called out his name, but the man continued walking toward a semi. His wife acknowledged the man was her husband, who was wearing a backpack, and when he came out from behind the semi, the backpack was gone, but later located by an Adair County deputy under the semi. The backpack contained a 9mm Taurus handgun. The deputy and the trooper approached the red pickup with the subjects inside and removed them from vehicle at gunpoint. Edward Hermosita was removed forcibly after failing to comply with law enforcement commands. He was taken into custody and transported to the Adair County Hospital to be checked for injuries associated with the takedown. He was then transported to the Adair County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash-only bond. And 38-year-old Stephen Charles Moss, Jr. of Redfield, was arrested December 19th at the Dallas County Jail on warrants for failure to comply with a court order to be fingerprinted and failure to serve a jail sentence. Moss was released December 22nd on a $250 cash-only bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Sunday night reported the arrest on December 18th of 46-year-old Daniel Ray Brownlee of Maxburg. Brownlee was arrested for failure to dispose of a dead animal and livestock neglect. He was cited for the offenses and then released at the scene. Authorities say on December 10th, the Adair County Sheriff's Office had received a complaint about possible livestock neglect and improper disposal of a deceased cow in the 3000 block of 300th Street in Adair County. The caller said the deceased animal had been there so long other animals were feeding on it. A deputy saw the deceased animal from the roadway and said that there appeared to be no hay or other food sources in any of the hay rings or around the lot. Some of the cattle were also malnourished. After he climbed the gate for further inspection, the deputy found no water in any of the tanks and the pond was frozen over. As he was documenting the scene, he found a red cow that was on its side and presumably deceased, but to his surprise, the animal was still alive and had been in the process of giving birth, but with complications. The calf was mostly outside the cow and frozen to death. The cow was alive, but in severe distress. The deputy then left the area to obtain a search warrant and the assistance of a veterinarian. The vet arrived later that same evening and said the cow needed to be put down. The owner of the cow, Daniel Brownlee, was notified of the situation and instructed to dispose of the cow in accordance with Iowa code. When the deputy returned on December 13th, he was shocked to find that the animal was still alive and still in serious distress and in the exact same position she was 69 hours earlier. When Brownlee was again contacted, he said that he thought the cow had died. The deputy obtained his permission to euthanize the animal and contacted the same veterinarian as before. And two people, a man and a woman, suffered from burns during a grease fire in an apartment in Atlantic Saturday night. Atlantic Fire was called to the Walnut Hill Terrace Apartments at 1304 East 10th Street around 5:53 p.m. Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News both residents of the apartment on the third floor of the east building were injured.
They used an extinguisher from the hallway and put it out before we arrived, so we've done the ventilation here, and they've taken both of them to hospital for treatment.
The man suffered from burns to his hands, while the woman suffered burns to her feet. The chief said the man was standing near the source of the grease flare-up when it happened and was able to get a pan into the sink where it could be quickly extinguished. Fire crews then ventilated the upper floor and left the scene at around 6:13 p.m. Atlantic Police also assisted at the scene. In the funeral announcements, Jean Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 15th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jean Leslie will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Edna B. Reiner-Witzman, age 68, of Eldon, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home in Missouri. Memorial services for Edna Witzman will be on January 5th at 10 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janet Rutledge, age 79, of Ankeny and formerly of the Messina area, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Janet Rutledge will be held January 5th at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Cecilia Madonna Susanna Moeller, age 90, of Griswold, died December 18th at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Cecilia Moeller will be January 5th at 1 o'clock at the Plymouth Presbyterian Church in Lamars. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Norman Bringelson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place, and burial for Norman Bringelson will take place at a later date in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dallas Strand, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for Dallas Strand are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.